Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every person.
Jesus sagde, gå ud i al verden og forkynd evangeliet til alle og enhver.
I've had the privilege of doing that now for 58 years.
Det har nu været mit privilegie at kunne gøre det i 58 år.
From the very night of my conversion in that Billy Graham meeting in New York City.
For da jeg blev omvendt den aften i Billy Graham møde i New York City.
Almost every day I've been able to share the gospel.
Lige siden har jeg hver dag haft mulighed for at dele evangeliet.
I look back at my life and I have trouble believing it, that this all actually happened.
Og når jeg ser tilbage på mit liv, så har jeg svært ved at tro på, at alt det faktisk er sket.
And of course, Denmark plays a very important part in our global ministry and in my own personal pilgrimage.
Og Danmark har spillet en stor rolle i verdens mission og i min egen personlige pilgrimsfærd.
As it's here where we purchased our very first ship.
For det er her, at vi købte vores første skib.
And that wasn't just the beginning of having a ship, it was the beginning of a global ministry that would reach 100 million people with the word of God.
Det var ikke bare begyndelsen på en ny tjeneste gennem et skib, men det var begyndelsen på en tjeneste, der skulle nå 100 millioner mennesker.
And now with Logos Hope, our new ship, a much bigger ship, the ministry continues.
Og nu fortsætter tjenesten med Logos Hope, vores nye og større skib.
And I think a few of you yesterday may have had a copy of the new book, Logos Hope.
Måske var der nogen af jer i går, der tog et eksemplar af bogen om Logos Hope.
Down where they're serving the coffee after the meeting, you'll also find a number of books.
Til kaffen bagefter, så vil vi også se mange andre bøger.
And especially this somewhat new edition of Operation World.
Og i særdeleshed den nye udgave af Operation World.
And there it is. An amazing book presenting prayer information on every nation in the world.
En utrolig utroligt opslagsværk, som giver oplysning om, hvordan vi kan bede for hver eneste nation i verden.
It's put in a form that you can pray through the whole world in the course of one year. What a challenge for those of us who believe in prayer.
Den er lagt ud på en sådan måde, man kan bede for hele verden igennem et år. Og det er et stort privilegium for os, som er vant til at bede for verden.
There's a couple of great books in Danish.
Der er også nogle gode bøger på dansk.
Including Calvary Road, which has become an important part of my life.
Herunder Golgata-vejen, som er en stor del af mit liv.
One of the most important books in our, especially in our marriage.
En af de vigtigste bøger, i særdeleshed i vores ægteskab.
As already in the second week of marriage, living on the floor in a bookshop in Mexico City.
I løbet af den anden uge ind i vores ægteskab, hvor vi boede på gulvet i en boghandel i Mexico.
We were having some difficulties.
Der oplevede vi nogle spændinger.
And the little chapter in this book called Revival in the Home humbled me and broke me and exposed a lack of love in my life.
Og der er et lille kapitel i den her bog, der hedder ydmyghed i hjemmet, og som virkelig fik mig til at indse min mangel på kærlighed, og som fik ydmyget mig.
This book is in 80 languages.
Den er oversat til 80 sprog.
And Roy Hessian, when he died, he left it all in my hands, the Roy Hessian Trust, of which I'm the director, together with Jerry Davey.
Og da Roy Hessian, forfatteren, døde, så efterlod han alle sine værker til mig, så jeg kan fordele dem videre.
So we're doing about 50,000 copies a year of this book in many, many languages. Please, if you've not read it, or maybe reread Calvary Road.
Så vi udgiver omkring 50,000 af disse hvert år på mange forskellige sprog. Så hvis ikke I har læst den, så tag den.
At the book table, you can meet my new helper, Corey Ingram from Canada.
Og I kan møde min nye hjælper, Corey Ingram fra Canada.
Sitting there in the back. He's going into his second month and he's still alive.
Han har nu hjulpet mig i snart 2 måneder, og han er stadig i live.
Such a personal blessing to me as he travels with me and helps me in so many different ways.
Han er en stor personlig velsignelse for mig, når vi rejser, og han hjælper mig på alle mulige måder.
60 different men have had that job over these 50 some years.
Igennem disse 57 år er der 60 forskellige unge mænd, der har haft den her chance.
Every one of those men is going on for Jesus today.
Og hver eneste af dem fortsætter i livet med Jesus i dag.
And it's a challenge to all of us to pass on to the younger generation as much as we can in any kind of working and traveling together we can possibly do.
Og det er vigtigt for os som den ældre generation at overlevere til den næste generation, når vi rejser, når vi arbejder, hvad vi end tager os til.
I'm so amazed here in Denmark how many are actually reading books in English. So we've got a lot of English books downstairs, and Corey will be happy to show them to you.
Vi har også mange bøger på engelsk, og det er dejligt, så mange af jer, der kan læse bøger på engelsk.
We've been talking a lot about grace this weekend, and the book of the weekend is this great book by Swindoll, The Grace Awakening.
Og weekendens bog er den her fantastiske bog af Swindoll, der hedder The Grace Awakening.
And you might find the first few chapters a little slow, so I skipped those chapters and went right to the middle of the book.
Så jeg bare springer de første par kapitler over og så hopper lige direkte ind til kapitel 3.
And it was a little confusing, but I was greatly blessed.
Det var lidt forvirrende, men jeg blev meget velsignet af den.
Especially oiling your marriage through grace.
Giv dit ægteskab olie gennem nåden.
And this chapter graciously disagreeing and pressing on. What a beautiful concept in the complex world we live in today. Graciously disagreeing and pressing on.
Og det kapitel, som er som hedder noget i retning af at være uenig med noget og så bare køre videre.
Please pray that we'd see more Danish people get involved in the ship.
Bed for at vi får flere danskere ud på skibet.
I sense that in Denmark, the OM ship, oh, that's an old thing, you know. We want young people want something new, want something different.
Jeg tænker, at i Danmark så tænker man, at OM-skibet, det er noget gammelt. Vi vil have noget nyt.
I can assure the young people, this new ship, Logos Hope, is completely different.
Men jeg kan forsikre jer om, at det nye skib, Logos Hope, er helt anderledes.
This is a Holy Ghost floating zoo, if there ever was one.
Det er en flydende zoologisk have for Helligånden, hvis der nogensinde har været sådan nogen.
And if you like to have contact with a large variety of human, you know, human beings.
Og hvis I kunne tænke jer at komme i kontakt med en meget forskellig artet skare af menneskelige væsener.
You will be blessed on the ship.
Så vil I møde velsignelse på skibet.
We especially need more men. We get lots of women for the ship. We need more women, but we need more men. If you know any real men left here in Denmark, please contact them.
Vi har særligt brug for mænd på skibet. Der er brug for både kvinder og mænd, men vi mangler mænd, så hvis I kender nogle rigtige mænd, så fortæl dem om skibet.
And pray, as it says in Matthew 9, that the Lord of the harvest will send forth workers into the harvest.
Og som der står i Matthæus 9, vil høstens herre sende arbejdere til sin høst.
We've just got hot news about the Dulos. How many of you have been to the Dulos?
Vi har lige fået de sidste nyheder om Dulos. Hvor mange af jer har været der?
The ship will not be scrapped.
Skibet bliver ikke hugget op.
It is just going to Indonesia. The man who purchased it from us some years ago has had problems.
Der er en mand, som er ham, der købte det af os for nogle år siden. The Indonesian har haft problemer.
The Indonesian government has accepted his plan to open Dulos in a small island off Indonesia as a ministry and recreational and hotel center and museum.
So Dulos vil blive genåbnet som en slags flydende hotel og rekreationscenter i en ø i det indonesiske hav.
And he has the necessary investors. It's a big project, but he seems to have the investors that are going to actually make this happen for the Dulos.
Det er et stort projekt for ham, men det ser ud som om han har investeringerne i orden.
You might remember Dulos was built around the same time as Titanic.
Dulos blev bygget på samme tid som Titanic.
And you will not be able to visit the Titanic, but you will be able to visit the Dulos.
I kan ikke besøge Titanic, men I kan godt besøge Dulos.
So pray especially that somehow here in Denmark this ship will continue to be part of the missionary focus of many individuals and churches. You are key people. Thank you for what you've already done.
Som dine nøgle mennesker i jer, så bliver vi med at bede for, at skibet må være i fokus af Guds vilje i mission.
There are two scriptures on my heart for this morning.
Der er to skriftsteder, som lægger mig på sinde her.
The first one is in the book of James, chapter 1.
Det første sted er i Jakobs brev, kapitel 1.
And it really is quite an amazing passage of scripture.
Et dejligt sted i skriften.
Looking at verse 2 of the epistle of James.
Jakobs brev 1:2.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
Mine brødre, I skal kun regne det for glæde, når I kommer ud for prøvelser af forskellige slags.
This seems so impossible.
Det lyder ikke helt rigtigt.
The last thing as human beings we want is more trials, more tribulations, more problems. We're working very hard to avoid those things.
Det sidste vi ønsker er flere prøvelser, flere problemer, og vi arbejder som regel meget hårdt for at undgå den slags.
And yet in God's word it says count it all joy when you have various trials.
Men her står der, I skal regne det for glæde, når I kommer ud for prøvelser af forskellige slags.
How are you doing in this area?
Hvordan går det med jer på det her område?
Or maybe you're among those you have no trials. No problems, no difficulties.
Eller også er I blandt dem, som ikke har nogen problemer, ingen prøvelser.
You're a very unusual person and I'd like to get your autograph at the end of the meeting.
Hvis du har det sådan, så er du en meget usædvanlig person, og jeg vil gerne have din autograf bagefter.
Of course read the next verse.
Men så læs det næste vers.
But let it goes on to say, but let patience have its perfect work, that ye may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Very amazing verse.
I ved jo, at når jeres tro prøves, skaber det udholdenhed. Og udholdenhed skal føre til fuldendt værk, for I kan være fuldkomne og helstøbte og ikke stå tilbage i noget.
It's one of many verses that shows us that God's desire for us is that we become more Christ-like in our life, in our behavior.
Det er et blandt mange vers, der viser os, at Gud ønsker, at vi skal blive mere som Kristus, ligesom ham i hans den måde han agerer på.
All of my life I have battled with being impatient.
Hele mit liv har jeg kæmpet med det, at jeg er en utålmodig person.
I wish I could now give my testimony. As an older man, I have finally arrived, and I am patient in all situations, with all trials and all difficulties, and everything going wrong, especially with my computer.
Jeg vil ønske, at jeg nu som ældre herre kunne give aflægte vidnesbyrd, jeg nu har oplevet at være tålmodig i alting, i alt hvad der går galt, især også med min computer.
I do not have that testimony.
Men det er ikke et vidnesbyrd, jeg kan aflægge.
I do have the testimony.
Men jeg har et andet.
Of having learned from the earliest days in my Christian life how to be more patient.
Men jeg har dog lært igennem hele mit kristne liv, hvordan jeg kan blive mere tålmodig.
And if God had not worked that into my life when I was a young Christian leader, then this work was just being born.
Og hvis ikke Gud havde lært mig noget om det, da jeg var en ung kristen leder og lige begyndelsen af OM's arbejde,
I would not have been able to lead this work.
Så havde jeg ikke været i stand til at lede det her arbejde.
And I thank God for the trials and the tribulations which do get used by the Holy Spirit to take us into greater maturity and reality in our Christian walk.
Så jeg takker faktisk Herren for de prøvelser, som fører os igennem til et sted, hvor vi kan opleve mere at være der, hvor Herren ønsker, vi skal være.
But then turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
1. Peter 1.
And there are many similar verses in the Word of God. We may want to run away from them, but they're there.
Der er mange vers i skriften, der ligner hinanden, og det kan være, at vi ikke ønsker at læse dem, men det skal vi.
My mind jumps back to being in South Africa during the days of apartheid.
Jeg kommer til at tænke på dagene i Sydafrika under apartheid.
I was speaking in a very famous St. James Church in Cape Town.
Jeg talte i en meget berømt kirke, St. James i Cape Town.
And I had this rather unusual verse, unusual message.
Jeg havde et usædvanligt budskab.
About suffering, about trials.
Om lidelse, om prøvelser.
And I said something that I hadn't said that often, and I even had question about it as I said it.
Og så sagde jeg noget, som jeg ikke har sagt særligt tit, og jeg havde endda et spørgsmål omkring det, i det jeg sagde det.
That we need to be very careful in our minds, thinking there are things that God will never do, that God will never allow happen to us, some trial that God will never allow, because he's God, because he loves us, he'll never allow that to happen to us.
Og det vi skal være forsigtige med at tænke er, at Gud, at der er nogle ting, som Gud aldrig vil tillade sker for os. Noget som simpelthen er sådan, at det ikke kan ske for os.
Why did I say that morning when I had never said that in a church before in that way?
Hvorfor sagde jeg det den morgen, når jeg aldrig havde sagt det før på den måde?
Within the next few weeks.
Inden for de næste par uger.
In the evening service of that church.
I løbet af en aftengudstjeneste i den kirke.
Terrorists came in with machine guns.
Kom der terrorister ind med maskinpistoler?
Within moments, many in the church were all dead.
Og inden for et øjeblik var mange i kirken døde.
Others were wounded for life, including friends of mine.
Andre blev såret for livet, inklusive nogle af mine venner.
Innocent Russians who had come in just to find out what this church was about were dead.
Uskyldige russere, der bare var kommet ind for at se, hvad den her kirke handlede om, de lå døde på gulvet.
Why would God allow that?
Hvordan kunne Gud tillade, at det skete?
This is the church. This is a safe place.
Det var en kirke. Det var et sikkert sted.
The mystery of what God allows is surely one of the greatest mysteries of all of life, and we will not totally resolve it this side of heaven.
Mysteriet omkring, hvad Gud han tillader ske for os, det er virkelig et af de største mysterier, vi har, og vi finder ikke ud af det, før vi kommer i himlen.
OM has been very involved in Pakistan. We don't hear from it much because India is so big, but Pakistan is a major field in operation mobilization.
OM har altid været meget engageret i Pakistan. Vi hører ikke så meget om det, fordi det er mindre end Indien, men det er dog et stort område for os.
And we now have 50 years working among the Afghans.
Og vi har arbejdet blandt afghanere i 50 år.
We have dozens of people in Afghanistan right now.
Vi har tusindvis af folk i Afghanistan lige nu.
My own nephew who joined OM as a mechanic for short term.
Min egen nevø, som kom med i OM som mekaniker bare i kort
tid. Ended up with a life ministry in Afghanistan, fluent in the language.
Han er nu endt i Afghanistan med en livstidstjeneste, og han taler sproget der.
But when all the Afghans came out during the Russian invasion, many of them lived in Peshawar.
Og da afghanerne så flygtede fra Afghanistan under den russiske besættelse, der flyttede mange af dem til Peshawar.
And so OM became very involved in Peshawar.
Så OM blev meget engageret i Peshawar i Pakistan.
I went there many times.
Jeg har været der mange gange.
I spoke in a church there.
Jeg har talt i en kirke der.
That's the same church that was in the news last week.
Og det er så den kirke, der var i nyhederne sidste uge.
Suicide bombers came into the service. 80, over 80 people were dead.
Selvmords bombemænd kom ind i kirken, og over 80 mennesker døde.
So you know, verses on suffering and trials and tribulations, I think they're quite important for us in this day and age.
Så disse vers om prøvelser og kampe, de er også vigtige for os i dag.
So let us look at those words in 1 Peter.
Så 1. Peter.
A little bit expressed a little differently than we have in the book of James.
Det står lidt anderledes end i Jakobs brev.
Let's pick it up at verse 4.
Vers 4.
Just read in Danish, right through verse 8.
1. Peter 1:4-8. Vi er genfødt til en uforgængelig og ukrænkelig og uvisnelig arv, der ligger gemt i himlene til jer. Til jer, som af Guds magt ved troen bevares til en frelse, der holdes rede til at åbenbares i den sidste tid. Der skal I juble, skønt I nu en kort tid, hvis det skal være, må lide under prøvelser af mange slags, for at jeres tro, der er mere værd end det forgængelige guld, der dog prøves i ild, kan stå sin prøve og blive til pris og herlighed og ære, når Jesus Kristus åbenbares. Ham elsker I, uden at have set ham. Ham tror I på nu, uden at se ham, men I skal juble med en uudsigelig forklaret glæde, når I kommer frem til troens mål, jeres sjæles frelse.
What amazing words. Rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
I skal juble med en uudsigelig forklaret glæde.
I hope we can remember those words and we partake of the Lord's Supper together in a short time.
De ord skal huske, når vi deltager i nadveren om lidt.
But look at verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have many grieved. You have been grieved by various trials.
Men se på vers 6, hvor der står, der skal juble skønt nu en kort tid, hvis det skal være, må lide under prøvelser af mange slags.
Trials and tribulations are part of our Christian walk.
Prøvelser og kampe er en del af vores vandring i Herren.
So don't be surprised by that.
Så lad være at lade jer overraske.
And as much as possible, be ready for them.
Og vær klar til dem så vidt muligt.
My wife and I have had a few hundreds.
Min kone og jeg, vi har haft flere hundrede af dem.
The more people you get involved with, the more people you love, the more your heart will be broken in the pilgrimage to follow Jesus Christ.
Og når vi følger Kristus, så jo flere mennesker vi lærer at kende, jo flere vi begynder at elske, jo flere gange vil vores hjerter blive knust.
I was sharing a message similar to this in Spokane, Washington, a few weeks ago in a very large church.
Og jeg delte et budskab ligesom det her i en meget stor kirke i Washington.
I didn't realize until later that one of the women in the meeting was preparing to commit suicide and take her own life.
Og jeg vidste ikke, at en i forsamlingen var ved at gøre sig klar til at begå selvmord.
For her everything had gone wrong.
Alt var gået galt for hende, synes hun.
Her life was just one trial and one problem after another.
Hendes liv bestod af ikke andet end prøvelser og kampe.
And though she loved Jesus, she saw no purpose in living.
Og selvom hun elskede Jesus, så kunne hun ikke se nogen mening med at leve videre.
By the way, suicide among professing Christians should be a great concern for those of us who are serving Jesus.
Og selvmord blandt folk, som siger, de er kristne, det skal vi være bekymret over, hvis det sker iblandt os.
We've had a number of them in Great Britain, including Christian leaders.
Der har været et antal af dem i England, herunder blandt kristne ledere.
Including one of those who served as captain of our ship.
Blandt andet en, som har tjent som kaptajn for et af vores skibe.
He came to us from the outside, from the merchant navy world. We didn't really know him.
Han kom udefra, han kom fra flåden faktisk, og vi kendte ham ikke særlig godt.
For a number of years he was an example of godliness, and we were about to make him a member of the board of trustees. The ship ministry has this board.
Men i flere år så udviste han eksemplarisk kristen livsførelse, og vi skulle til at udnævne ham som bestyrelsesmedlem.
I was with him on the bridge when we sailed out of London September 11th, 2001.
Og jeg var med ham, stod med ham på broen, da vi sejlede ud fra London den 11. september.
And suddenly we were watching on the screen
2001.
The attack on the Twin Towers in New York City on that very day.
Og på den dag, hvor vi stod og kunne følge med i bombningen af tvillingetårnene i New York.
He was a married man.
Han var gift.
He was no longer with the ship, living at home, wonderful family.
Han var ikke længere med skibet, han boede hjemme, en dejlig familie.
And then one day his wife found him in their own house. He had taken his own life.
Og en dag fandt hans kone ham hjemme i huset, og han havde taget sit liv.
And the mystery of that is still perplexing those of us who love this man.
Og de er som elskede denne mand, vi aner ikke, hvad der er foregået.
The lady who sat in my meeting a few Sundays ago just sent me an email.
Men den kvinde, der sad i forsamlingen, der var tale for nogle uger siden, hun har lige sendt en e-mail til mig.
When she read these verses,
at da hun læste disse vers,
and realized that problems and trials or tribulations are basically there for everyone.
Og erkendte, at problemer og kampe, de findes for alle.
And when she heard of some of my struggles and some of my failures and some of my difficulties along life's road.
Og da hun hørte om nogle mine kampe og nogle mine fejltagelser,
she decided there was hope.
Så besluttede hun sig for, så er der håb alligevel.
I guess it's because I'm from the New York City area, and we're known as the most hopeless crowd in the United States.
Nu stammer jeg fra New York City, og vi er kendt som de mest håbløse personer i USA.
And somehow, the grace of God in my life over 58 years gave her a ray of hope, and she emailed me. She has decided to press on, and I hope to stay in contact with her.
Og ved at høre om mine kampe gennem 58 år, der besluttede hun sig for, at hun kunne altså også gå videre, og det håber jeg virkelig sker.
Every believer should in a small way be on a suicide prevention ministry.
Alle troende skal faktisk være på en selvmords forhindring, en mission, der går på at forhindre selvmordet.
Because if you're involved with a lot of people,
for hvis du har kontakt med mange mennesker,
you may sooner or later meet someone who's about to commit suicide, and your encouragement, your words, your love for that person can completely change that situation.
Så vil du sikkert møde nogen, som overvejer selvmord, og din kærlighed og din opmuntring kan betyde liv eller død for den person.
I was in another meeting in Belfast, Northern Ireland, where I go every year, just again a few weeks ago.
Og igen for et par uger siden var jeg i Belfast i Nordirland, hvor jeg tager hen hver år.
And a young woman came to me.
Og der kom en ung kvinde op til mig.
And she pointed to her girlfriend.
Og hun pegede på sin veninde.
And she said, "Could you pray for us?"
Og sagde, "Bed for os."
My girlfriend is going to commit suicide.
Min veninde ønsker at begå selvmord.
That has been on my mind.
Og det har ligget mig på hjertet.
And I'm praying that the young woman I prayed with somehow has helped her friend not to make that terrible mistake.
Og jeg beder for, at den unge kvinde har hjulpet sin veninde til ikke at begå den frygtelige fejltagelse.
Last year in the United States,
sidste år i USA,
there was a very well-known Christian leader.
Var der en meget berømt kristen leder.
A large mission agency.
Et stort missionsselskab.
And somehow he had a powerful testimony.
Han havde et meget stærkt vidnesbyrd.
It's clear that God was using him.
Og Gud brugte ham helt tydeligt.
But he had this weakness toward underage, younger people.
Men han havde desværre den her tilbøjelighed til at opsøge mindreårige.
And of his own gender.
He
was interested in young boys.
Han var simpelthen interesseret i unge drenge.
But most of his life he stood against it.
Men størst del af sit liv der gik han imod det.
But in a moment of weakness he fell.
Men han faldt i et øjebliks svaghed.
It was going to hit the newspapers.
Og det ville komme i aviserne.
The police were involved.
Politiet var involveret.
He couldn't face it.
Og han kunne simpelthen ikke.
He took his own life.
Og han tog sit eget liv.
Leaving a wife, children, and a whole giant mission organization shaking in their very foundation.
Og han efterlod en hustru og børn og en stor missionsbevægelse, der rystede i dets fundament.
In my heart, I only wish I could have gotten. And been with him the day before he thought of that. I just wish I could have been with him.
Jeg kunne have været sammen med ham før det skete.
With this message I've been preaching for a long time now.
Det er så et budskab jeg har forkyndt i lang tid nu.
And we touched on in the meeting last night.
Og vi berørte det også i går til mødet i går.
Radical grace.
Radikal nåde.
You see, OM was known as a movement that preached radical discipleship.
OM blev kendt som en bevægelse, som forkyndte radikalt discipleskab.
And many of you know us well. At least you feel you may know us well.
Og mange af jer tror, I kender os rigtig godt.
But you in fact may not know the OM of the year 2013.
Men I kender måske ikke OM fra 2013.
Because through our failures, through our stupidity, through our sin, we learn that radical discipleship without radical grace is a dead end and destructive street that leaves many laying on the side of the road.
Og gennem et lang tid med synd og med
radical discipleship without radical grace, it will not work.
At et radikalt discipleskab uden denne radikale nåde, det fungerer ikke og efterlader folk liggende langs vejen.
We discovered through so many people coming on OM.
Vi opdagede, at der kom så mange på OM.
160,000 have worked with OM.
Der er 186,000 mennesker, der har været igennem OM.
I've had personal conversations with thousands and thousands of people, often about very in-depth struggles in their lives.
Jeg har talt med tusindvis af mennesker, ofte om meget dybe problemer i deres liv.
In the early days, for every hour in the pulpit, I had 5 hours with people praying, wrestling through their struggles.
I gamle dage, så for hver time, jeg brugte på prædikestolen, der havde 5 timer sammen med unge mennesker, som havde store problemer og kampe.
And books like this came into my life.
Så kom der bøger som denne.
And people like Dr. Francis Schaeffer.
Og folk som Dr. Francis Schaeffer,
who was giving a death blow to a lot of the legalism that was controlling the church back in the 60s.
Som virkelig gav dødstødet til meget den legalisme og loviskhed som prægede kirkerne dengang.
So many young people who were becoming agnostics and leaving their faith. We're going to Le Brie to see Dr. Schaeffer to somehow try to get through all of their struggles, and many were greatly helped.
Mange som blev agnostikere og forlod kirkerne, de opsøgte Le Brie og Dr. Francis Schaeffer for at finde ud af, hvad det hele handlede om, og de vendte tilbage med fornyet tro.
It was through Dr. Schaeffer.
Og gennem Dr. Schaefer,
I started going to films again, which were such an important part of my life.
Begyndte jeg at gå i biografen igen, som har været en stor del af mit liv.
Through Dr. Schaefer, I started to accept my humanness and realize no matter how spirit-filled I am, I'm incredibly human. I'm a clay pot, and I better learn to live with it.
Og gennem Schaefer, der lærte jeg, hvor menneskelig jeg er. Uanset hvor åndsfyldt jeg er, så er jeg meget menneskelig og bor i det her lærkrukke.
Through Dr. Schaefer and others, I realized some of the stupidity that what I was expressing as a husband to a wife who was wounded and very different from me.
Og gennem Schaefer, der fandt jeg ud af, hvor dum jeg var i min kommunikation til min hustru, som var såret og som var i et helt andet sted, end jeg var.
And I learned to be more big-hearted.
Og jeg lærte, at mit hjerte skal være stort.
To see how God works in different people in different ways.
Og se, hvordan Gud han arbejder på forskellige måder gennem forskellige mennesker.
God took me into a prison in Ireland.
I Irland kom jeg besøgte jeg et fængsel.
Where there was a great Bible teacher.
Hvor der var en stor, en glimrende bibelunderviser.
And everybody, most people knew about him.
De fleste kendte ham.
But 30 years before in a Christian camp, he had done something stupid with a younger boy.
Men for 30 år tidligere i en kristen lejr, der havde gjort noget dumt med en dreng.
And the police caught up with him.
Og politiet fangede ham.
Even though it was 25 years later.
Og selvom det 25 år senere.
He was arrested.
No, okay, så 25 år senere guilty. Blev han arresteret og fundet skyldig.
And the press crucified that man in a way that's almost hard to believe.
Og pressen korsfæstede ham bare på en måde, som man næsten ikke kan tro.
And he became my close friend.
Og han blev en nær ven til mig.
And he's out of prison.
Og han er nu ude af fængslet.
He never did some of the things that he was accused of, but he did something that was wrong.
Og han var skyldig i noget, men ikke i alt, hvad de har anklaget ham for.
But he never took his own life.
Og han tog ikke sit eget liv.
He lives in a different country.
Han bor nu i et andet land.
He's a bit accountable to me about his behavior.
Og han aflægger regnskab til mig over
for hvordan. He won't even have a computer because of his struggles. He won't even have a computer. Somehow he's a happy person pressing on even without a computer or an iPod or a phone. This is a miracle of God.
På grund af sin svaghed ønsker han ikke engang have en computer, og selvom han ingen computer har, så er han faktisk meget glad.
Brothers and sisters, we have the greatest message in the world.
Brødre og søstre, vi står med det største budskab i verden.
No matter what a person's sins have been, no matter what, murder, pedophile, Jesus Christ died on the cross for that person. He can be forgiven. He can become a great citizen and a great person.
Uanset hvad folk har gjort, uanset om de er pædofile eller mordere eller hvad, så siger vores budskab, at Jesus Kristus døde på korset for den person, og den person kan finde noget og tilgivelse.
It would take a little more time than we have this morning to share my other 1,000 stories.
Det kræver lidt for lang tid at dele mine 1,000 andre historier.
So instead I will just sum up what I'm trying to say.
Så vi bare prøver at opsummere, hvad det er, jeg forsøger at sige til jer.
God loves us.
Gud elsker os.
God loves you.
Gud elsker dig.
Whatever mistakes, whatever sins, whatever failure.
Uanset din synd, din fejltagelser, din.
Even if it's a crime, that means you may be in jail someday.
Selv hvis det er, du har begået forbrydelser, som kræver, at du kommer i fængsel.
That's no big deal with God.
Det er ikke noget problem for Gud.
In Texas alone, we have 10,000 born-again people in prison.
Bare i Texas er der 10,000 genfødte kristne i fængsel.
Of course, it's a very big state.
Nu er det en stor stat.
And being born again doesn't mean that you will not do anything sinful or stupid.
Og bare man født på ny betyder ikke, at man ikke gør noget, der er syndigt eller dumt.
It does mean a lot.
Men det betyder meget.
And it means you can change.
Og det betyder, at du kan forandre dig.
And it means things that you would have done, as in my case, you never did, because of the strength there is in Jesus Christ.
Og det betyder, at meget af det, som du kunne have fundet på at gøre, det vil du aldrig gøre, på grund af den styrke, som du kan finde i Kristus.
And one of the reasons many who profess Jesus, whether it's a Billy Graham meeting or personal evangelism, many who profess Jesus,
og mange, som bekender Kristus under et Billy Graham-møde eller gennem personlig evangelisering,
we've seen it in our own global ministry.
Det ser vi også i vores egen globale tjeneste.
Within a few weeks,
at inden for et par uger,
or a few months,
eller nogle måneder,
they fall away.
Så falder de bort igen.
Especially true among Muslims who profess Jesus.
Og det er særlig grad sandt blandt muslimer, som bekender sig til Jesus.
In Turkey, where we've been working 50 years.
Vi har arbejdet 50 år i Tyrkiet.
The family pressure after they receive Jesus is unbearable, and many of them fall by the wayside, and those who work with them, our hearts get broken many times in the battle.
I disse muslimske steder, der er presset fra familierne enormt, og mange som bekender Kristus, de kommer tilbage, de falder tilbage, og det knuser hjerterne på dem, som har lidt den til Kristus.
So I and our whole movement are still committed to radical discipleship.
Så jeg og hele bevægelsen er stadig meget for radikalt discipleskab.
We can grow strong.
Vi kan vokse og blive stærke.
We can be faithful to our husbands and our wives.
Vi kan være trofaste over for vores mænd og vores hustruer.
That's the testimony of my wife and I, and if two like us can be totally faithful, then anybody can do it.
Og hvis jeg og min hustru kan være fuldstændig tro over for hinanden, så kan enhver gøre det.
So in OM we preach a strong message.
Så vi forkynder et stærkt budskab i OM.
And if young people are sent to our ship, they will be discipled. They will be made stronger in Jesus.
Og hvis de unge mennesker, der kommer til vores skibe, at de bliver udsat for discipleskab, og de vil vokse.
But they'll also hear about radical grace.
Men de vil også høre om den radikale nåde.
And they'll see it practiced.
De vil se den i aktion.
By the captain. By all those on the ship.
Alle på skibet.
Not in perfection, but in the reality of the Holy Spirit.
Ikke som det perfekte billede, men i Helligåndens realitet.
My dream for every church.
Min drøm for alle kirker.
Is that we get involved in the community.
Er at vi bliver engageret i vores omgivelser.
We'd have less fellowship among ourselves.
At vi har mindre fællesskab for os selv.
Which is important.
Selvom det er meget vigtigt.
And more time for people totally outside of the church, especially hurting people who may yes commit suicide within the next few weeks if you or I don't get to them with the message.
Men særlig grad med folk uden for kirken i vores nabolag, som og særligt sårede mennesker, som måske er dem, der vil begå selvmord, hvis ikke de hører.
And we know from the Bible.
Og vi ved fra Bibelen.
Being lost and outside of Christ.
At være fortabt og borte fra Kristus
is actually just as awesome as deciding to take your own life.
Er faktisk lige så stort på en måde som at beslutte sig for at tage sit eget liv.
Because Jesus is the way.
For Jesus er vejen.
And people are lost.
Og folk er fortabt.
And that gives us a huge challenge.
Og det giver os en stor udfordring.
To make him known.
At gøre ham kendt.
Everybody in the church should have a ministry.
Alle i en menighed skal have en tjeneste.
We can't just be going to church.
Vi kan ikke bare dukke op i kirken.
We dare not keep breaking bread and receiving all of God's forgiveness and not having a ministry somehow of helping others, of demonstrating Jesus in the community and to those around us who are lost.
Vi kan ikke bliv ved med bare at komme og bryde brødet og modtage Guds nåde og tilgivelse uden samtidig at dele ud af det i vores nabolag og blandt vores familie og venner.
And we don't come just to hit them with our favorite Bible verse.
Og vi skal ikke bare slå dem i hovedet med vores yndlings bibelvers.
That is an old paradigm that we have turned away from.
Det er noget, som vi har vendt os fra.
We come to listen.
Vi kommer nemlig for at lytte.
We come to love.
For at elske.
We come to try to understand what is their situation.
Prøv at forstå hvilken situation de står i.
And to see if we can be a good Samaritan in their life.
Og se om vi kan være den barmhjertige samaritaner i deres liv.
A passage of scripture from the mouth of Jesus that has no basic spiritual content.
Bare et citat fra Bibelen uden åndeligt indhold.
In terms of salvation.
Om frelse.
It has a content in terms of helping people.
Det kan have et indhold i den forståelse af at hjælpe andre mennesker.
I know many of you are quietly helping other people.
Og jeg ved mange af jer, I hjælper andre mennesker i det skjulte.
And maybe you're like me.
Og måske er I som mig.
It gets pretty discouraging.
I mister modet en gang imellem.
I once prayed for someone they'd be healed.
Jeg har bedt for nogen om at de må blive helbredt.
And the next day they were more ill.
Dagen efter var de
George Berger's healing ministry.
Syge.
Anybody want to come and be healed?
Er nogen andre der vil bede for?
And So as we launch out into love and in community, it will be difficult. Our hearts will be broken, but we must not give up because God is faithful.
Når vi når ud i vores nabolag, så vil vi møde den slags ting, og vores hjerter vil blive knust, men vi skal række ud.
God bless you. Let's pray.
Gud velsign jer, lad os bede
sammen. Father, we thank you for these powerful passages from James and Peter.
Tak her for disse stærke budskaber fra Jakob og Peter.
We thank you for the call to keep on keeping on.
Vi takker dig for kaldet til at blive ved med at holde ud.
We thank you, O God, for your great love for us.
Vi takker dig her for din store kærlighed
you
til os.
You love us often more than we love ourselves.
Du elsker os mere end vi elsker os selv.
Some of us tend to especially despise certain aspects of our own way of living.
Og nogle af os har tendens til at foragte nogle af de måder vi lever på.
And so we thank you for this forgiveness that we're about to celebrate around your table.
Så vi takker dig for den tilgivelse, som vi nu skal fejre omkring dit bord.
And Lord, we want to spread this message as widely as we possibly can.
Og vi ønsker at udbrede dette budskab så bredt som vi kan.
Lord, we cannot do it just across the sea. We have to do it across the street.
Vi kan ikke bare gøre det på den anden side af havet. Vi skal gøre det på den anden side af vejen.
And though we might be fearful, we're going forward by faith.
Og vi kan frygte, men vi går frem i tro.
To touch this hurting community all around us.
For at berøre dette lidende nabolag omkring os.
For we ask in the name of Jesus.
For vi beder i Jesu navn.
Amen.